This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, hour number two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The home of the at one thumb hole stock, or as I call it, the answer. I got a lot of it. Every video I put up of that stock, everything I showed about that stock, everybody's like, could it have this, could it have that? And then they come out with this one, which is the answer to every email I ever got. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. What a difference a day makes. I have told you many times that if you look at leftists and elitists, you can see everything for them operates under one very basic template. And that very basic template is that the rules that apply to you don't apply to me. Okay? And we're going to make the rules that apply to you. So we have this, you know, we've suddenly become privy to how the very rich operate thanks to the breaking news of this widespread cheating by some very, very wealthy people, some of them Hollywood celebrities, to get their children into the best colleges, not on merit, but by bribery. Bribery. Most people have long known that the political elite pulled strings to get subpar students into good schools. The Kennedy family comes to mind. So does the Gore family and the rest of the self-appointed best. And these folks take their privilege for granted. They can pull those strings because they are entitled by virtue of their position. And probably 60% of those who reach those levels of power got there by similar means, nepotism, money, the social connections made while at Ivy League universities, and incumbency. This is the character of a great number of people who run our government and our financial institutions. And like those that were indicted yesterday, today, in the admissions scandal, they are rich, so that empowers them to do whatever they want, even if they have to cheat to get it. Now, the two actresses, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, they were front and center because they are familiar faces. But the rest of these people involved are every bit as shameless and every bit as corrupt. The problem here, the rub of all of this, is that they will never grasp the fact that what they've done is wrong. In their world, this is how things are done among special people. Their kids will go to the right schools and meet the right people. They were already set for life with a bought and paid for leg up to the right school. They will be among the privileged elite for all of their lives. And the simple fact, this is nothing new. This is not a new thing. This is a simple revelation. This is a light going on in a dark room. This level of fraud is rampant and has been for years and years and years. There are psychologists probably in every major city who, for the big bucks, will write letters on behalf of normal kids of wealthy parents saying they need extra time for tests, that they have learning disabilities. And this is especially true at the toniest of private schools. parents who send their kids to expensive preschools for what college used to cost will stop at nothing to ensure their children's success. And purchasing it is the most natural thing in the world to them. That they are buying unearned places in a university may be depriving a lower-income, hard-working, talented student or athlete of a place will never occur to them. They are entitled. As Hillary was entitled to the presidency, so all her cheating was justified. It was a miracle that she did not succeed, for she is guilty of fraud as everyone involved in the admission scandal. Will these advantaged kids be happy? Their parents believe yes, of course, and they will have everything, and to this crowd, having everything is what matters. They will meet and marry the right partner from an equally privileged family, and fortunes may be expanded. And clearly these parents have no clue about character building. They have no clue about letting their kids fail, so they will try again to succeed on their own. Olivia Jade is Lori Loughlin's daughter. She has a 2 million subscriber YouTube channel. And well, you should probably go look at it. You should probably go check Olivia Jade. Go look at it. And you will see the reap, what we're reaping of all the stuff that Lori Loughlin gave her. The news reports suggest that the children who were the subjects of their parents' scheme did not know of it. And, of course, that's ridiculous. All kids know in their bones what their skills are. They know they did not earn those extra 400 points on their SAT. They know. Will all of these admitted under false pretenses be kicked out of those prestigious schools? Probably not. The Ivies do not like to admit they made a mistake in admitting any student. They will carry them, graduate them, even if they are second or third rate students. The stunningly ignorant Ocasio-Cortez has a degree from Boston University in economics and political science, and the woman cannot put a grammatically correct sentence together, let alone knowledgeably discuss any relevant issue. This that is exposed today is a sign of the rot that is in our body politic. And it is clear that the two actresses involved are leftists. No one, you know, we don't know the politics of the other 36 parents charged with this variety of crimes, all of whom pay to get their kids into fancy schools under false pretenses. We don't know. And it's tempting to assume they are all leftists, but that's not a safe bet. Since you have establishment denizens of the D.C. swamp tend to share a similar and astonishing lack of American values once held dear and taken for granted by their constituents. So we need to take a moment and hope and pray that this shining of a light on this despicable practice will bring an end. But remember that old habits die hard. The rich are not likely to give up their access to power and privilege without a fight. Of course not. Now, I'm a little distressed about things, and then at the same time, I sit back and say, well, wait a minute, you're more of a realist than this. Lori Loughlin is an actress. Felicity Huffman is an actress. If you've liked their characters that they played on TV or in movies, those are just characters. They were paid to play that. They excel at making you believe something, at doing fiction, which is what they've been selling here. They've been selling the fiction that their children are good enough to get into these classes and either buying favors or buying time or buying something. They've been buying stuff. And this is the template. The rules that apply to you do not apply to us. And this is a marvelous illustration of this. A marvelous illustration of this. Go to Olivia Jade's channel. Look, I don't know that much about the young lady. I saw a little bit of her stuff. Go look at her channel. You will be flabbergasted. And Lori Loughlin's in it, too, on her YouTube video. So go check those out. And go see what you think of this young lady that has been raised this way. Just go check her out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Doesn't matter which gun you got. I mean, they have covered just about every one of the rifles that's out there today. Shotguns, don't matter. Even AR-15s. They have furniture for AR-15s. Go check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. H.R. 1. It's called the For the People Act. Actually, it should be called For the Career Democratic Politicians Act. Passed the House of Representatives on a party line vote. This bill would take power away from the states. It would help elect Democrats and protect career politicians. This is not what you would draw by reading the news. Who has anybody ever seen that movie? So I Married an Axe Murderer. When Michael Myers is asking his mom if she's calling one of those supermarket tabloids the papers. That's the way I think about the news. Here's the first line from the New York Times story about the passage of H.R. 1. The House passed the Democrats' showcase anti-corruption and voting rights legislation on Friday, an expansive measure that aims to dismantle barriers to the ballot box and big money in politics and impose stricter ethics rules on federal officials. Anti-corruption. Really? How does this bill crack down on public corruption, I wonder? Prosecutors have lost major public corruption cases in the past few years, including the prosecution of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and current U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, which issued a decision making it even harder to convict a public official for bribery. Does the bill make it easier to bring cases against corrupt politicians or even increase the criminal penalty? No, the bill doesn't do anything to combat public corruption. So how else do the media mischaracterize the For the People Act? The Times also claims the bill will dismantle barriers to the ballot box. Are there barriers preventing Democrats from getting to the voting booths? Is that why they lost Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin in the last presidential election? Has Trump built a wall around voting booths and Democratic precincts? No. There are no barriers to voting for eligible voters. And there never has been. So what does the bill do? It forces states to automatically register to vote any eligible resident to apply to state agencies for benefits or services. Remember that phrase, benefits or services. It specifically includes students of state colleges and universities. It also requires the states to register all convicted criminals who become eligible to vote upon completion of their sentence. Coincidentally, the overwhelming majority of college students and ex-convicts vote Democratic. So this is not dismantling any barriers. This is using taxpayer dollars to register potential Democratic voters. Speaker of the House Nancy Deduped Pelosi, in promoting the bill, declared that we must not suppress the vote of our newcomers to America. Well, I got bad news for you. If the newcomers are non-citizens, then you're doggone right, Nancy. We have to suppress that. Because it's illegal for them to vote in federal elections, and that's why states, which have the constitutional authority to determine the qualifications of voters, have passed voter ID laws to require proof of eligibility before casting a ballot. Democrats wrote H.R. 1 to nullify these laws. The bill allows a potential voter to simply sign a piece of paper to swear they're eligible instead of having to show identification. I wonder who our newcomers are more likely to vote for, the Democrats or the Republicans. Times also says this bill will end big money in politics. That's a good question. How? The bill would require the federal government to match any donation up to $200 to a candidate's congressional campaign by a factor of 6. So donate $200 and the taxpayers will kick in another $1,200. The candidate must agree, however, to accept only these small dollar donations. Now, career politicians who can raise big money will not restrict themselves. Have any of the media asked Speaker the Duped Pelosi, who has served in Congress for over 30 years and outraised her last opponent by over 340-1, if she's going to limit herself to small donations in her next reelection? There's not a chance. The first candidate to reject public financing in a presidential election was Barack Obama in 2008, even though he had earlier pledged to accept it because it would reduce the influence of moneyed special interests. Now, why did Obama flip-flop on that one? Because he started raising money hand over fist and did not want to be limited. So he raised $750 million in 2008. Clinton, who also rejected public financing together with the Democratic Party and pro-Clinton PACs, raised a record $1.2 billion in 2016. So the idea that H.R. 1 will end big money in politics is absurd. The bill would, however, get out the vote for the Democrats. In addition to automatically registering college students and ex-convicts, the bill would create a paid holiday for federal employees on Election Day and allow them to take another 6 paid days off each year to work the polls. And of these federal, you know, those federal employees who belong to unions, a much higher percent are Democrats. Of those who donate to politicians, they donate overwhelmingly to Democrats. So it's the most politically active federal workers receive an extra 7 days off to work at the polls. Wonder who they'll work for at the polls. H.R. 1 is a consolidation of power in the federal government. It's designed to protect the career politicians, to take the swamp and turn it into a concrete pool to where it's never going to be drained. And, for the moment, it's DOA going into the Senate. And, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I didn't see anything about ballot harvesting in this, but I think somewhere in there is, because they really enjoyed that ballot harvesting in California. Ballot harvesting is one of those things that they just can't get enough of it. But that's what's going on now. That's what's happening now. So. H.R. 1. The unmasking of the Democrats is a very educational moment for those of you that are taking time to observe this. They have nothing but arrogant views on the way, on their value and their power, and they do not regard you very well at all, America. They don't. They think you're idiotic. They think you're not going to ask any questions. They think you're just going to take their word for it. Thankfully, that doesn't happen that way, though. Thankfully. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are hitting a new high for 2019. Tech shares are sending Wall Street higher as the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all closed up for the third consecutive day. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 148 points. The grounding of all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets has not caused any major delays at any of the airports across the country. President Trump says issuing an emergency order was needed, and Boeing is looking into the matter.
They are working very, very hard right now. Hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer, but until they do, the planes are grounded.
A federal judge says Full House actress Lori Loughlin can be released after posting $1 million bond in a case in which she and her husband are accused of paying bribes to get their daughters into college. Loughlin didn't speak in the Los Angeles courtroom except to answer yes to the judge's questions. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, time and time again, we hear from those that are advocating for more gun control laws who will intone to us with a directed sense of moral superiority that we need to have a conversation on guns. The goal, they say, is to reduce violence, suggesting that they are somehow more evolved. Yet, just this week, some anti-gun activists and politicians were caught red-handed fantasizing about wanting to shoot politicians and gun rights advocates, as well as suggesting the doxing or publicly posting private information on gun owners. In one instance, a woman attending the Connecticut General Assembly's Joint Committee on the Judiciary hearing on several gun control bills was photographed texting a threat against Republican State Senator Rob Sampson and NRA members. The text message reads, "If I had a gun, I'd blow away Sampson and a large group of NRA. Not very ambiguous, is it? I mean, that's fairly self-explanatory. I get it. I know exactly what she would like to do. I get it. The anti-gun activist was escorted from the hearing, and later Sampson said that wasn't the first time he's been threatened with violence for standing up for constitutional rights of Connecticut citizens. No charges were filed against the woman. It didn't end there. In the same hearing, Jeremy Stein, executive director of the Connecticut Against Gun Violence, was escorted out of the state legislative office building for smuggling in an 80% lower firearm receiver. Stein had reportedly asked Bridgeport Police Chief A.J. Perez to bring the firearm component into the state building for him. The receiver was intended for use as a hearing prop. Both planned to testify in favor of tighter gun control laws, even as they tested the limits of existing Connecticut law and public building safety protocol. What Stein did was to bring into the state government building that doesn't allow firearms a piece of machine metal that's not considered a firearm to try to convince people he was technically breaking the law since the lower receiver is intended to eventually become a firearm. And he was conspiring with the police chief of the state's largest city to pull off the stunt. And you can imagine what the reaction would have been if someone from the other side of the debate had tried a tactic like that. You can imagine it if you want to, but it's not something that would likely happen. And ironically, the hearing was about proposals covering home storage requirements to carry penalties, banning so-called ghost guns, and requiring those open carrying handguns to furnish a permit to police. It's not just Connecticut. It's not just Maryland, but we're going to talk about Maryland now. Maryland Democratic Party Secretary Robbie Leonard, and I talked about this yesterday, posted photos to social media following a Maryland House Judiciary Committee meeting. The marathon gun control hearing saw law-abiding citizens exercising their right to attend the hearing, publicly protesting by wearing "We Will Not Comply" T-shirts. That was, what is it about clothing? Hats, T-shirts? This was too much for Mr. Leonard. He posted photos of Maryland citizens, some of whom he surely represents, to social media platforms with a message, "I hope the FBI runs the name of every witness who is wearing a T-shirt that says we will not comply. They're a bunch of terrorists in the making." He didn't end with just that character attack. He took it a step further and may have violated state law. "Time to dock some homegrown terrorists," read another Leonard social media post. Now, once again, let me explain this. Doxing is when personal and private information of an individual or organization is published over the Internet with malicious intent. There is a statute in Maryland that prohibits doxing. And last we checked, freedom of expression is still a First Amendment right. So Maryland Democratic Executive Director Ben Smith attempted a half-hearted apology, and in doing so blamed the gun rights protesters. He said the lawmaking process requires sober and calm deliberation. When activists wear shirts stating we will not comply with new firearm regulations, that action escalates the conflict and a willingness to flout the rule of law. T-shirts. Wearing T-shirts is a clear-cut indication that you are a malcontent, people. These are the ones that want to have this conversation. I want to have a conversation about guns and violence. See, I am against violence. I'm not against gun violence. I'm against all violence. I don't think that there's a moral high road to beating somebody in the head with a golf club. Violence against women, violence against children, violence against other people, gang violence, the Antifa type violence where it's a swarm of people trying to kill you or beat you half senseless. All of those different methodologies of violence I'm against. I'm against armed robbery. I'm against assault. I'm against carjacking. I'm against anything that attacks the innocent. So, I'm not against the tools. I'm not for banning any of the tools because crime and violence is really a matter of imagination and of intent and of capacity. Capacity would indicate that you are willing to hurt somebody severely. Most people are not. Most people feel sort of squeamish when they consider it. If you watch one of those videos, about these fails where these people fall and get hurt or something, it might make you a little bit squeamish. If you're watching it and you think it's funny, well, take a look at yourself. Could you? Because that's not nice. To be sure, this talk of gun violence, you know, the red flag orders where you're going to strip somebody of their weapons, that's not going to keep somebody from killing somebody. Unless you're going to cut their arms off. And listen, if they're too violent to have guns, why are they okay to walk around on the street? Why is that okay? How is that even possible? So, I love the way that these people say, hey, I want to have a conversation. Let's have a conversation. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about another conversation that's being had right now in Pennsylvania. Because this is one where they've decided that the founders be damned. We're not even, you know, subterfuge is gone in Pennsylvania, at least with this particular bill we're going to talk about when we get back. Just as a reminder, though, tomorrow is Bill Proof Day. Bill's going to try to build an AR with the hope that it doesn't detonate when I pull the trigger on it the first time. We will pull the trigger on it tomorrow, too. So that's coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. A bill that would require mandatory gun registration is currently making its way through the Pennsylvania Assembly. House Bill 768, if passed, would require gun owners to register their firearms with the Pennsylvania State Police. Part of the registration process would include filling out an application that included name, age, sex, and date of birth, personal and business addresses, telephone number, social security number, citizenship status, make, model, caliber, gauge, type, and serial number of each firearm, two photographs taken within 30 days immediately prior to the date of filing the application, equivalent to passport size, showing the full face, head, and shoulders of the applicant in a clear and distinguishing manner, and fingerprints. Now, notice that to register a gun, they want proof of citizenship. Isn't that interesting when they fight voter ID? The application will be approved or denied within 30 days. If approved, a certificate will be provided to the gun owner, who is expected to carry the piece of paper with a firearm at all times. Police would also be allowed to stop people and ask gun owners if he or she is carrying their certificate with them. Each firearm certificate would need to be renewed on an annual basis. Let's see. The bill reads, it shall be the duty of a person owning or possessing a firearm to cause the firearm to be registered. No person within this Commonwealth may possess, harbor, have under the person's control, transfer, offer for sale, sell, give, deliver, or accept a firearm unless the person is the holder of a valid registration certificate for the firearm. No person within this Commonwealth may possess, harbor, have under the person's control, transfer, offer for sale, sell, deliver, or accept a firearm, which is unregisterable under this act. So, just passing a bill, you turn law-abiding gun owners into criminals. If your grandfather wants to pass a shotgun down to you as a family heirloom, you'd have to register it. If a friend fears an abusive boyfriend will harm her, letting her borrow your gun for self-protection, that would be a crime. Right over there on one of these shelves I got here, it's not really an heirloom gun per se. It is a Henry lever action rifle that I gave to my father for Christmas one year. Not that my father couldn't afford one. He just, you know, he spends his money very wisely, and, you know, it's done very well for him. He could afford to buy a shop and sell those guns. But he wouldn't go buy his own, so I bought it for him. And he has since given it back to me to give to my grandson one day. So it becomes an heirloom. Now, these rules in Pennsylvania only apply for the average person. So let's look at the exemptions, shall we? Firearms owned or under the direct control or custody of a federal, state, or local governmental authority maintained in the course of its official duties. Number two, duty-related firearms owned and possessed by law enforcement officers who are not residents of this Commonwealth. Number three, duty-related firearms owned and possessed by corrections officers who are not residents of this Commonwealth. Number four, firearms owned, manufactured, or processed by licensed manufacturers of firearms, bulk transporters, or licensed sellers of firearms at wholesale or retail, provided that such persons have all licenses required by law. Number five, a non-resident of this Commonwealth participating in a lawful recreational firearm-related activity in this Commonwealth or on the way to or from the firearm-related activity in another jurisdiction, provided that the possession or control of the firearm is lawful in the jurisdiction in which the individual resides and that the weapon is either one, broken down in a non-functioning state, two, unloaded and enclosed in a box, firearm carrying box, shipping box, or other container. Number six, private security personnel who possess or control a firearm or ammunition within this Commonwealth. Firearms under this paragraph shall be owned and maintained by the security firm employing the security personnel and shall be registered by the security firm in accordance with this section. Now, the reason to be concerned about gun registries is because there has never been a gun registry created that did not get followed up by confiscation. The reason you haven't heard about confiscation in places like Connecticut and in New York State is because that has been defied. In California, where they have this, they have confiscation going on. In states where they have red flag orders, they have confiscation going on. Now, here's the big query for me. Gun owners follow the laws on the books. I got pulled over today. I was speeding. Gosh, I was speeding. My mind was on a few other things, and I'm driving down the road, and I see a police officer flip his lights on as he's coming to me. I know it's me. I start slowing down and turning my signal on, and I say I'm going to go over there, and I do go over there, and he gives me a warning. Okay, so when he came up to me, though, I said, "Trooper, I have a concealed carry permit, and I have my gun on me in the 3 o'clock position. Do you need to see my permit?" He said, "Nope, I just need to see your license, sir." So, even if we don't agree with all of them, we follow the rules. Background checks come to mind as far as that goes. If a government entity tells us we have to register our guns in order to possess them or face being prosecuted, some people will comply to avoid jail time. This is the perfect scenario for a gun grabber. They know some will comply even if it's reluctantly. And say we all, or a good majority of us, were to register our firearms. Guess who's going to be knocking on our door when they want to take away our firearms? You guessed it. This is the type of thing our founding fathers worried about. They wanted to make sure that the American people had the ability to fight a tyrannical government, should the need ever arise. And it was such a concern for them that they included the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. Now, the problem with this little ditty here is that, like all of these little ditties that I look at, sometimes these are all put together by people who don't really, they're in, some of them I know of, like Beth Bauman at Town Hall, Matt, I've never met her, I've never spoken with her, but I know Matt Vespa fairly well. They're fairly well informed, but they do not take into consideration the other part of the equation, which is the resistance. What would happen if we resist? And if we do resist, they can't, there's no way for them to fight it. Let me say that again. If we do resist, there's no way for them to fight us. But they are outnumbered. They can't call for enough reinforcements. They might be able to quell a state with such a concentration of force if they brought in everybody that is in law enforcement, state, local, and federal, which is 920,000 people. And if they brought in parts of the military, they might be able to stop a state. But just remember, we couldn't stop. We sent the military in with explicit orders, fairly unreined for the first part of it, into Afghanistan, which is about the size of Texas. against 35,000 hardcore Taliban. And we couldn't stop them. We couldn't control them. We couldn't contain them. You know, they were, and, you know, all these guys that would get out there and say, well, of course, we have Apaches, and we got Bradleys, we got the Abrams, we got nukes, we got this, we got that. Well, you know what? You know, on a smaller scale, it's the same way as it is in Afghanistan. We, technologically, we own them. But somebody forgot to tell them you need to just give up in the face of all this overwhelming technology. So they didn't. And that's where their problem lies, because enough of us being law-abiding gun owners and veterans, we know the very nature of combat, which, you know, in any environment, if guerrilla warfare is introduced, the guerrillas have the advantage because they're, you know, they're making up the rules as they go. They're hitting and running. They don't say they're in fight at the pitch battle. You know, they sort of poke at you a little bit and run away. And each one of those inflicts a little more punishment. So, you know, Pennsylvanians, those of you that are listening to this, you need to get on top of this right now and knock it out before you have to worry about it later. It'd be better to not let it happen in the first place than to try to go back and repeal it, which, go if you don't believe me, go look at any law that's ever been repealed in Pennsylvania and get back to me. If I'm wrong about that, I'll be happy to admit it. Coming up next, writer, activist, and instructor Dean Weingarten joins us again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.